32GI. Leading sports nutrition provider. Focused on health and performance. 32GI. Trusted sports nutrition advisors.
Welcome to this product description for the 32GI race range. I'm David Katz, Mr. Active, talking to 32GI director and nutrition expert, Mark Wolf. Mark, gels are a big rage. Tell us a bit more about the content of your 32GI sports gel.
Dave, the 32GI sports gel is quite unique in that we've gone away from processed carbohydrates and we've decided to use natural brown rice syrup as the base for our product. What I like about rice syrup is that it's very naturally derived, and secondly, it breaks down into three carbohydrate components, being glucose, maltose, and maltotriose. And the fourth component is actually a protein component. There's a slight portion of natural protein in there. The taste is excellent. It's not overly sweet, so it's actually quite nice to flavor, which means it's very palatable when consuming. As far as the product itself goes, the rice syrup, as I mentioned, is the base. It does raise blood sugar significantly, but it is very easy on the digestive system because it breaks down into these different components, which actually get absorbed at slightly different rates. One of the other interesting things is that the gel is premixed with a little bit of water during the manufacturing process, which means that you don't have to consume an excessive amount of fluid with the gel when consuming it, because it will be quite easy on the digestive system in its natural form. As far as the flavoring goes, we only use natural flavors with the gel. We use no colors in the gel. It's GMO-free, it's gluten-free, and it's, of course, a vegan product.
Now, Mark, other than the product itself, something that you guys have is this fantastic snapback or snap packaging. Just explain to us how it works and what sets it apart.
When we first came across the snap packaging, we weren't really sure about it because the gel industry is so used to using sachets or pouch packaging, as we call it, where you would tear off and squeeze from the bottom up. But we quite liked the snap packaging because we felt that it would be very, very convenient to use, and the size of the snap packaging was small and convenient to carry. And when we develop products, we don't just develop around cyclists that have pockets in order to be able to stash their nutrition. We need to think about runners that really don't have much room to stash it at all. So we did the testing on the snap packaging to see how ultra runners would feel carrying gels with them, and most of the ultra runners we used were managing to carry six gels, three on either side, in their running tights or in their shorts, between their waists, etc., with no issues at all and no discomfort, and actually utilizing the gels along route. One of the other things that we like about the snap packaging is there's less litter created because there is no tear-off, which means that there is no possible way you'll be able to throw any second half of that packaging on the floor. And we know that in mountain biking events, specifically some prestigious events, if you're caught littering, it does lead to disqualification, as well as in trail running. You are not allowed to litter. So the snap packaging will mitigate that risk. The use of it is so easy that it only opens in one direction. You basically force the gel backwards with a finger and you snap it at the mouth, and then all you do is you can bite down on it and squeeze the gel outwards. Because it's one-handed snap packaging, obviously taking into account the convenience when opening up a gel while cycling, it again mitigates the risk of possible falls, because again, one hand will always be on the handlebars when you're opening up the gel. So when you're riding a technical terrain such as a mountain biking event, you won't really have the issue of having to fiddle with the gel when you're trying to get it out. It's quickly, it's a one-handed snap, consume, and then you can actually reverse fold the gel when you finish and put it back into your pocket. So again, there's no mess or spillage afterwards.
Now, talking about consumption in terms of the product itself, what do you recommend? When do people need to be starting or taking it during exercise?
I think, first of all, it really depends on how many carbohydrates you want to take in per an hour. Our gel is a standard gel around 21, 22 grams of carbohydrates. Basically, we would recommend consuming it around every 40 to 45 minutes, and that's generally the way it would be done. Of course, if you're going to consume them more frequently, we'd need to test that during training, because, again, you need to make sure that an overload of glucose in the system will not lead to GI distress.
Now, Mark, of course, the gels are part of the race range. Talk to us about that range in general. Who is the key market?
The race range, as we mentioned before, is ready for more of your high-performing athlete. It is a range that does spike or raise your blood sugar significantly. Of course, we do introduce stability carbohydrates into the range so that it tapers and doesn't just drop you off. And generally, you'll find that for more of your shorter distance events where athletes are going out very, very hard, or for obviously high-performing athletes or athletes that are racing or training at a very high intensity. And the range is really also suited to people that prefer more of a liquid feed, because we're talking gels and we're talking a sports drink.
Well, for more information or to read up on 32GI's sports nutrition philosophy, ethics, or full product range, go to 32GI.com. If you have any questions relating to the products or nutrition, you can email coach at 32GI.com.
32GI. Leading sports nutrition provider. Focused on health and performance. 32GI. Trusted sports nutrition advisors.